It's quarter number three on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Time to Ask Ross. This week's Ask Ross segment is brought to you by the 409 Tailgate Club. For the best gifts for the tailgater in your life, go to 409tailgateclub.com. And always remember, tailgate with honor.
Okay, welcome back to the Labatt Studio, and it's quarter number three. It's time for Ask Ross, brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com. DraftKings Sports is officially available in Pennsylvania as the trusted leader in daily fantasy. DraftKings has brought their expertise to legal sports betting and is already America's top-rated sportsbook app. Take advantage of DraftKings' great sign-up offer and get a free bet just for signing up. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app right now and use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users can get a free bet upon sign-up. Plus, when you make your first bet, you get a risk-free bet of up to $500. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Restrictions apply. Okay, before we have some unfinished business, Ross, from last week. So we waited to announce the winner for the last week's question. We said we were going to wait to quarter number four and announce the winner.
Yeah, and then we didn't?
We didn't.
Okay. That was 2 weeks ago because I was in Hawaii last week.
Yeah, no, it was last week when you weren't here.
Oh,
so when it was
so it's your fault, not my fault.
Oh yeah, it's definitely us.
It was Jim's fault. Jim was in this seat.
That's our boss, Jim Galante, and I'd like to say for the record, you're the one that said it was his fault, not me.
So last week's winner was Mike from Phoenix. Congratulations. 409tailgateclub.com gift box is coming your way, and the best question this week gets one again. We'll announce it in quarter number four, maybe. So all right, Ross, are you ready?
Always.
All right, this comes from Mike in Reading. Hello, guys. To the Princeton man, Ross, with the offensive coordinator search about to begin in earnest and Joe Brady probably being a pipe dream rather than a reality, there's been a lot of buzz over the years about the cutting-edge nature of Princeton's run offenses. With your depth and knowledge of all things Princeton, who are the hot names that are the experts in this offense from the Princeton coaching tree? Who's your favorites? And finally, do you think they're on James Franklin's radar? Thanks very much, and happy holidays to all of you.
I would think with what Princeton's done the last 4 or 5 years, I would think that they'd be on everybody's radar to some extent. I mean, there's a reason why Mike Gundy hired Sean Gleason last year, Princeton's offensive coordinator, to be Oklahoma State's offensive coordinator. And by the way, Oklahoma State had another great year offensively. Their running back had about a zillion yards. I guess there'd be three options. Maybe you could pry him. If you want a Princeton guy who's run that offense, which is kind of intriguing, by the way, with the usage of multiple quarterbacks, now that Levis has played a little bit. You know, Levis is a good enough athlete. You could put him at like a H-back running back position, hand him the ball, and he could either run it or he could stop and throw it. You just put the defense in a tremendous bind when the person carrying the football can throw it effectively. So it would be, they'd have to poach Sean Gleason from Oklahoma State. They would have to take James Perry, who's the head coach at Brown University now. Perry was Gleason's predecessor and kind of the giving credit, I guess, for being the architect of these great Princeton offenses. He went to Bryant as a head coach. Now he's head coach at his alma mater of Brown. Or you could try to poach the current Princeton offensive coordinator, who's a guy named Andrew Orrick. He's probably 6 years younger, no, 5 years younger than me, so he's 35, and he played offensive line at Princeton. So if they wanted to go that route, that would be the route that they would go. I've seen Greg Pickle and others mention names. They haven't mentioned any of the Princeton guys as names. I think it's a pipe dream that they would get the LSU guy, but maybe not. I mean, the LSU, you know, there are donors at LSU. They'll pay him $3 million a year if they have to.
Yeah.
Right, Bob? I mean,
the way that offense looks.
It's tough. It's tough to turn down LSU.
Yeah. And Ed Ogeron. Go Tigers. I love it. All right, let's keep going. This is from Lee in Pittsburgh. He said, Hi, Ross. I had the pleasure of hearing you announce football at the professional, collegiate, and now the high school level. I just recently moved to Pennsylvania. You really seem to enjoy what you're doing during the game at each level. My question is, do you just enjoy each level because you are analyzing a game that you would love? Or is there something unique about each level of football that makes them special for you? I found it a very
deep and intriguing question.
Well, I just love football. I could go into like a long soliloquy here, but I just love football at every level, and I love them, I guess, for different reasons. I love the high-level technique, coaching, et cetera, at the NFL level. I really like the different offenses and defenses at the college level, as well as the pageantry of the band and the cheerleaders and the student sections and all that. In high school, I kind of just like the purity of it and the fact that you are, you know, playing with your buddies that you've known your whole life for your community against other communities. Like, to me, you know, the Pennsylvania State Championships, especially 3A, which was Wyoming area out of Scranton-Wilkes-Barre against Central Valley out in Beaver County. You know, those, everybody there at that game was from Central Valley and was from Wyoming area. Right. You know, nothing against St. Joe's Prep. They are a fantastic football team. But, I mean, Kyle McCord, Liam Johnson, the Trotters, they're all from South Jersey. And there's nothing wrong with that. I guess I just wonder, how much does the Pennsylvania State Championship mean to you if you're from Jersey? It's always been a little interesting to me. Liam Johnson, by the way, I'm glad he's going to Princeton. He is good.
He's very good.
Wow, really good. So the answer is, I love football. So I don't care what level it be at, I'd be loving it. But there are unique things at each level that appeal to me.
Looking for the perfect Christmas gift for the Penn State fan in your life? Then you have to go to 409tailgateclub.com and check out the Tailgate Christmas Gift Box. It's filled with their famous sauces and rubs and even a 409 Tailgate Club apron, all in a gift box shipped directly to you. And for a discount on your purchase, be sure to use the code KSN when you check out. 409tailgateclub.com. Get your Christmas gift box today. All right, let's keep going with your questions and his answers. This comes from Mike and Lidditz. Why do Penn State big dude wide receivers, Irv Charles, Juwan Johnson, Justin Shorter, etc., never pan out, and other teams' big dude wide receivers, oh, say maybe Minnesota's, crush Penn State? Also, what makes a wide receiver able to get separation? Is it size, speed, quickness, technique, coaching scheme, desires? Look, I love the 409 tailgate prize, but as a past winner, if this question is good enough to be the winner, please just send me Labatt's.
Who's that from?
That is from Michael in Lidditz.
I feel like we have answered this question before, or a similar question, in terms of Penn State's issues with big receivers. I guess my answer would be, nobody was talking about Penn State's issues with big receivers when Juwan Johnson was a redshirt sophomore and had a really nice year.
2017, yeah.
Yeah, right. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like,
I don't think Chris Godwin was a problem.
Well, I mean,
is he considered a big receiver?
Yeah, I just think that it, you know,
maybe.
By the way, I never thought Chris Godwin would be this good.
Right. I always did. Yeah.
He's like a top five receiver in the NFL.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, I knew he was good. I didn't know. You know, in hindsight, Penn State really should have gotten more out of him if he's a top five receiver in the NFL. He should have been more productive at Penn State almost.
They got a pretty good
I think you look at some of those big body receivers, and I think each one of them had different issues. Like Irv Charles and Saeed Blacknall weren't always available to Penn State for whatever reasons, whether it was injuries or suspensions, and I think they were their own worst enemies. I think some other receivers, Justin Shorter being one, a cheeseburger away from 250 pounds. I think there was a message Franklin was trying to send.
Well, and let me say this. Let me piggyback off of that, Bob. Imagine being the guy that bails on your team before the last game of the year, maybe so you can go home for Thanksgiving break earlier. I mean, like, I don't know if Shorter will go somewhere else or not, but I picture me being on the Penn State team and not having a whole lot of respect for him, right? I mean, you're going to go into the transfer portal the last week of the season.
Before senior week.
Right before Thanksgiving. It's almost like you wanted to go home for Thanksgiving. Yeah. I mean, it's – and by the way, I mean, I guess if you're Justin Shorter, you go home Thanksgiving and you say to your buddies, yeah, I'm getting out of there, and maybe that's fine. But I personally would feel awkward. I would have felt weird going back to Jersey when my team had one more game. So the fact that Shorter was willing and okay with ditching the team with one game left, maybe that is part of the reason why he hasn't had as much success as his football, as his natural ability suggests. To answer the question, separation is a lot about quickness, change of direction, but really just football intelligence and route running, savvy. You know, there's plenty. You just have to have a feel for it. Watch Zach Ertz play. Ertz is not some like phenomenon. He gets separation all the time.
All right, this question comes from Dan in Berwick. That's for you, Jim. Going into next year, Penn State has more proven running backs than wide receivers. That's just a fact. Would it make sense to possibly think about using one of the backs, maybe Ford or Ricky Slade, in the slot, or possibly a two-back set? If not one of those, how do you best utilize this elite talent that we have at one position?
I've already said it. If I was a Penn State coach, my pitch would be to Ricky Slade to move to slot receiver, and kind of I would pitch him on the KJ Hamler role. And I would say, by the way, this is a much better shot at you to make the next level too.
Right.
Because they'll want to use a guy like you as a third down back. I think maybe first and second down, he's a receiver. Maybe even move him in the backfield, third down. He could be a movable chess piece. That would be my pitch to Ricky Slade. Are we waiting until the fourth quarter to say who the winner is?
We are going to wait until the fourth quarter.
Now write it down.
To say who the winner is. And we don't have enough time to ask you another question. Do you think a two-back set is an option for Penn State in the offense?
Yeah,
new offensive coordinator.
I mean, they used they used a two tight end set more this year. Maybe they can use a two running back set a little bit more next year.
All right, that's it for quarter number three from the Labatt Studio and Ask Ross. They were your questions and his answers. We'll announce the winner in quarter number four coming up. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
As the trusted leader in daily fantasy, DraftKings has brought their expertise to legal sports betting. Take advantage of this great sign-up offer. Download today. Use code KSN at sign-up. For a limited time, all new users can get a free bet on sign-up. Plus, when you make your first bet, you can get a risk-free bet up to $500. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Restrictions apply.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon, stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.